Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Good to have you with us. Our text today is taken from Daniel chapter 5, and we're reading verses 13 to 17.
So Daniel was brought before the king, and the king said to him, "Are you Daniel, one of the exiles my father the king brought from Judah? I have heard that the spirit of the gods is in you, and that you have insight, intelligence, and outstanding wisdom. The wise men and enchanters were brought before me to read this writing and tell me what it means, but they could not explain it. Now I have heard that you are able to give interpretations and to solve difficult problems. If you can read this writing and tell me what it means, you will be clothed in purple and have a gold chain placed around your neck, and you will be made the third highest ruler in the kingdom." Then Daniel answered the king, "You may keep your gifts for yourself and give your rewards to someone else. Nevertheless, I will read the writing for the king and tell him what it means."
Our focus is on verse 17. Keep your gifts for yourself. Belshazzar wanted to influence what Daniel said, but Daniel was not open to a bribe. He knew that the gifts of man are nothing compared with being right before God. His service for God was not going to be compromised by the riches offered by the king. Belshazzar had set himself up against God. He had no regard for what was holy and now faced God's judgment. In contrast, Daniel feared God more than he feared the king, and chose to lose the temporary rewards of the world in order to remain right before God. For all who want to live in obedience to the Lord, there will be times when the offers of the world must be rejected. Whatever might cause us to surrender our integrity before God must be spurned. Society will ask us to compromise, to tolerate, to be reasonable, to ignore biblical truth. Daniel's example is there for us to follow. So whether it's in the home, amongst friends, or at work, let's make the right choices today. A prayer. Lord God, help me to be strong in the face of pressure to conform to the ways of the world. Help me to resist wrong incentives, especially when they compromise my integrity before you. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.